those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the second Saturday edition of Positively Healthy Radio. This is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Woo! What a busy week it has been teaching health freedom. And I'm not talking about freedom like just freedom. I'm talking like freedom! Like Mel Gibson sense there in Braveheart. We've been teaching all week. It's been free fire on Tuesday. Wednesday night, I had a postural class that people were in tears and excited about their potential. Had a nutrition class on Thursday night at Enterprise Health Foods. And now today, on the radio with you, it's been a busy week. The tireless efforts of a principled chiropractor. Speaking of which, I'm tired because we need more chiropractors out there. Monday night at my office in downtown Reading, we're having a career event. We're going to be talking all about what it takes to become a chiropractor, what it's like as a career, what school's like, all the things you can enjoy, all the amazing things you get to see. And let me tell you something, there's nothing else like chiropractic out there. There's nothing that helps people like chiropractic. If you're just curious at all, come by my office at 6 o'clock. RSVP, please, 243-0889. We have limited space. Life West Chiropractic College is going to be up there. But so just quickly, we have some upcoming classes, by the way, speaking of which, we need you and our army out there to help us educate people. We have a paleo nutrition class later this month. We have a new class we've never given before called 7 Secret Ingredients to Growing Healthy Children. That's going to be a great one. A lot of parents have been begging for this type of class. We have a dinner talk. Get on our list about what the upcoming events are. You can call the office again at 243-0889. And also you can Facebook us at Chiropractic First. We have a caller on line one, and so we'd like to invite a caller in. So we have Don. Welcome to the show,
Don. Hi, Don. Good morning, Dr. Royce.
Good morning.
On one of your previous shows, we pre-recorded, you talked about sugar and how bad it was for you, substitute sugar.
I know which Don this is.
Yes, how are you, sir?
Great.
Anyway, being diabetic, you know, I like the sweetness, and I've, you know, got it down to the yellow package. What do you recommend if I'm going to do that?
Well,
what's the least of the enemies?
The least of the enemies for a diabetic? That's a very good question. The best answer is come to my paleo talk coming up because I'll give more information on that, but I know you want a good answer, and that's fair. Try to eat whole foods that are sweet, like sweet potatoes. I personally would prefer a little bit of real sugar to any of the fake stuff for many very important reasons. But so I would say try to eat sweet potatoes or almond butter or just a little bit of dark chocolate is the best way to cure sweet cravings.
So basically just a little bit of regular or brown sugar would be better than all that substitute garbage?
I definitely think so. Your body was not made to recognize those substitute chemicals.
Thank you. I'm going to do that. Thank you very
Great,
much.
Great, Don. Thanks for your call.
So it's thanks for your show.
Thank you. And it's interesting you should be talking about that because today we're talking all about, I would say heart disease, but I'm not an expert in disease. We're going to begin the talk by talking about heart disease, but what we really want to talk about is heart health and heart freedom. And so just the beginning of this stuff, kind of the bad news first. The Centers for Disease Control says that in 2008, 616,000 Americans died from heart disease. That's almost 25% of the people who die are dying from heart disease. Every year, over 1.1 million Americans have heart attacks. It's over they estimated $108.9 billion. I'm going to be throwing around a lot of big dollar figures. Let's not get washed up. $108.9 billion. It's not quite approaching the Obama check that was written a few years ago, but it's a pretty high number nonetheless. But heart disease was almost totally unknown to physicians in 1900. Whereas God tells us he made us to be strong, smart, and beautiful, too many of us are fat, dumb, and ugly. I'm not insulting any of you personally, of course. That's why radio's so good, because nobody's sitting in front of me. But I'm going to teach you how to be smart, strong, smart, and beautiful today. Patients are always asking me about heart drugs. I'm not an MD. I can't give specific drug advice, but it's interesting because I was talking to this MD about cholesterol drugs, and he said it's one of the worst things that we've ever invented. Pravacol, Lipitor, Zocor. We're going to share why. We're up for a break already. Time flies. When I come back, I'm going to quote a heart surgeon, Dr. Dwight Lundell, on why these are some of the worst things we've ever done. So we're ready for a break. We're going to join me in just a minute, Dr. Todd Royce.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. We're talking about heart health, but so far we've just been talking about avoiding disease, which is a very, very different thing. Simply put, Lipitor and these other drugs are not preventing heart attacks, what most of the research is showing. I am not, absolutely not against doctors. I just would suggest you go to a doctor who's up on the latest research. There's lots of doctors in town who would tell you the same thing that I'm telling you right now. Amazing. Let me read this quote from Journal of the American Medical Association about the harmful effects of healthcare from 2009. They say, on balance, the data remain imprecise, and the benefits that U.S. healthcare currently deliver may not outweigh the aggregate health harm it imparts. I don't know if you fully heard what I just said, but so many drugs, I just have a question, when is it enough? But I say, don't get me started, you've already gotten me started. What I want to talk about is health and how to get your heart healthy. Here's the thing to get. We've just kind of forgotten about this. We look around and we think that God must have made us to be fat, dumb, and ugly. But that's not true. I'm not saying people look that way by any means. But you think of the number of people who are getting sick and who are having low energy. Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired yet? God made you to be strong, smart, and beautiful, not fat, dumb, and ugly. We teach smart, dumb, excuse me, strong, smart, and beautiful. That's the main thing that I'm into. So there's five things. I'm going to only talk about four of them here today. There's four things that you need to do to keep your heart healthy. And the Bible says that God made the simple things of the world to confound the wise. Sometimes we make things that are so darn simple very complicated. Keep this in mind. In 1900, the heart disease was almost completely unknown to physicians. They would open up the heart and almost never find diseased hearts. So it cannot be genetic. Genetically, you're strong, smart, and beautiful. So here's what you do. Number one, eat right. Feed your body right. Feed it whole foods. And I know this sounds like torture to some people, but I guarantee you the torture of being sick is way worse than the so-called torture of being healthy. And I know thousands of people in this community that we've turned onto a healthy lifestyle who, once they did it, they've never regretted. They've never regretted getting strong and healthy and smart and beautiful. So eat right. Simply put, now I'm giving talks on what I think you should eat upcoming in my office this month. Again, call my office if you want to attend the talk, 243-0889. But this is what you should eat very simply. Healthy meats and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar. Now, Don, I'm sorry about the no sugar thing. We've got to get diabetes and heart disease and these other conditions under control. So focus on whole foods, and it doesn't mean all the time, every time. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect every second. But if you can really focus on great, nutritious foods 80% of the time, number one, it's amazing how your body craves less and less of the junk food. But number two, it's amazing what happens to your energy. So again, call my office if you want to get more information on that, 243-0889. The second thing is exercise. Your heart is a muscle. There's just no substitute for a healthy lifestyle, and I don't blame us. Wouldn't it be nice if we could take a pill and just not have to eat right or exercise? But the studies and looking around at Americans, it's definitely not working. The heart's a muscle. You got to strengthen it. You got to push it. Taking cholesterol medication and thinking it's going to make your heart strong is a lot like taking protein powder and sitting on your butt on the couch and thinking you're going to get a strong bicep. It's just not going to happen that way. There's no free lunch. Well, I shouldn't say there's no free lunch. It seems to be that some administrations are pushing for 47 million Americans plus to have a free lunch. But other than that, you guys know who I'm talking about on this show. That's why I love talking here. But you've got to push your heart on a regular basis. Now, here's what I mean by that. Exercise. Walking is wonderful, but a lot of you, if you don't get your heart rate up really high in walking, you need to be doing some push-ups or burpees or pull-ups or even walking uphill, or for some of you, just a short walk is enough to really challenge your heart. Zig Ziglar says, you don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. Make sure you're exercising and pushing your heart and your muscles. It needs that. There's no other way around it. Number three is sleep. Everybody needs sleep. Everyone needs a little different. I've got a good friend who needs 4 hours a night. He's done great since he was a kid. I need seven or I'm toast. I barely got any last night because my soon-to-be 7-year-old, Monday he'll be seven, came into my bed at 5 in the morning, five's easy for me to get up, 3 in the morning, and wakes me up almost every night. So I'm not sleeping that hot right now. So I'm going to counterbalance it. Jacob, I know you're listening. Hi. I need to counterbalance it by taking in good, healthy, nutritious foods, exercising right. And then the fourth one, which is the most important one, making sure that the nerve supply to your heart is adequate. Now, this is the least known one, but the most important. There was a study in 2009 published in the Journal of American Gerontology. What they found was there was only one thing that predicted early death, and it wasn't cholesterol, it wasn't blood pressure, it wasn't even stress, it was misalignments in the vertebrae in the middle back. Now, this was not a chiropractic study. It was a medical study in the Journal of American Gerontology. What they found out is that the posture or a misalignment in the middle back will put choking pressure on the nerves that give life to the heart. Now, we all know that the nerves give life to the heart because if anyone's ever had a root canal, you know that if a nerve is dying to the tooth, that tooth is dying. So it's the same exact thing in your spine right now, and most of the people listening, there's a misalignment from sitting all day or from falls when you're a kid, which we're going to talk about in the next half hour, from stresses and from accidents and flying around in metal tubes at 600 miles an hour or crazy lifestyles. We have misalignments or subluxations in our middle back, and it's choking off life to our body. Now, we can't just ignore our subluxations, our exercise, our nutrition, our rest, and these things, and just think we could take a drug. Wouldn't it be amazing if it were that easy? That would be fantastic. Unfortunately, that's not what we're finding. Look around you. If you're not as energetic, if you're not as healthy, if you're not as vibrant, if you're not as, again, strong, smart, and beautiful as you'd like to be, consider getting on a lifestyle. Contact my office if you want to find out if you have spinal subluxations, or if you want to find out more about how to eat better, how to start. I mean, some people don't even know where to start. That's my 80% of my ministry is just getting people to learn how to start, how to exercise or eat right, or how to change their sleeping patterns and these things. So, so, so important. So I want to thank you for being on this first segment. The next segment, because I do have time, we're going to be talking about children and spinal and neurological health. So join us in just a moment. It's time for a break. We'll see you in a moment.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. I must apologize for that. We couldn't quite find the song in time, and I knew that was the right song, so please, I just promise you I will not sing for the remainder of the program. We just found it, but that's okay. The same idea. You get the idea. That was absolutely no disrespect to Whitney Houston. In fact, it was the utmost respect for that amazingly talented, amazing artist. And God rest her soul. And she is a sign and a symbol to me of why what I do is so important. People who believe that drugs are the solution to their life, I promise you there's a better way. Pushed or prescribed, there's a better way. Talk to your doctor and see if that's right for you. But we're talking about children because children are our future. I have four of them myself, and I know that the most important thing that I do every single week is get my hands on my wife and my children, not in a mean way, but in a loving, chiropractic way. So we're talking about taking care of your children's nervous systems. So most people think that chiropractors are bone doctors. We're actually nervous system doctors. And I take care of hundreds and hundreds of children. I've given literally hundreds of thousands of adjustments to children throughout my career. If you heard me earlier in the week in Free Fire, we talked about this, but I'm going to get in a little bit more depth because it's probably the most important thing that I can talk about. Sorry if you heard that bang, but I get excited sometimes. Chiropractic for children should really start before they're even born. People say, how early do you crack a kid's neck? We never, ever crack anybody's neck, and especially not a kid. But I'll tell you that chiropractic care should start before they're born, and this is what I mean. Babies are held by women, and I don't call them fetuses because I believe they're babies from the time they're conceived, but I don't care what word you use. But babies are nurtured by women, and the condition of the woman's body is what nurtures the baby, of course. So the condition of the woman's spine is going to nurture the baby. Here's why. Not only does the nervous system from the woman's spine give life to her own body, it gives life to the baby's body inside of her. And of course, the uterus, the womb, same word. If the pelvis or the spine in the woman is misaligned at all, even a slight degree, it can rotate and twist on the uterus. Picture a twisted rubber band. When that happens, the baby is now forced into an abnormal position. What I talked about on Tuesday, it's like us going to sleep on an airplane, in an airplane seat for 9 months straight. You're going to come out with some kinked up body parts. Well, that's what's happening to a huge majority of children right now, right here in Redding, right here inside of amazing pregnant mothers. I don't even know how many pregnant mothers as patients right now. And chiropractic care during pregnancy is critical for health.
it's amazing the prenatal care that we have and the technology and all these things and things we can measure. Some of that is wonderful stuff, but they're not trained to check for the alignment of the spine. Make sure you're seeing your chiropractor during pregnancy, ideally even before, so we're not trying to patch that up. But again, you're getting the trend that people should be checked on a regular basis by their chiropractor. Maybe you've been to me, you don't like me, go to your chiropractor, I don't care, but make sure they specialize in pregnancy and in children. So even if let's say the mother's spine were perfect and that baby is just about ready to come out perfectly, now the baby starts to be pushed through the womb there and out through into the uterus, into the canal. And let's say that I read somewhere, I don't know for sure this is true, but the average labor lasts 7 hours. So when that baby's head engages into that pelvic bowl, into the bones there, it can hit up against that pelvic bowl. It can cause constant micro traumas into the baby's head or even into the neck. It can cause subluxations. Again, that's that word. Just a simple word for a misalignment, producing interference to the expression of life in any human being, or even any dog or cat for that matter. I've adjusted a couple of cats this week, and we see some amazing results with that as well. They heal faster than humans, by the way. More on that maybe at another class. But in any case, then when the baby's head surfaces, Abraham Taubman from Harvard University says this. This is in 1974. He says, spinal cord and brainstem traumas often occur during the process of birth, but frequently escape diagnosis. Infants often experience lasting neurological defects. What Abraham Taubman, MD, did is he did autopsies on over 200 babies, wanted to find out why America has the highest sudden infant death syndrome of any industrialized country in the world. It's a pretty serious issue. He did autopsies on them and found micro traumas, little hemorrhages, bruises basically on the brainstem right inside the top bone in the neck. What he concluded was that birth trauma was having lasting neurological defects, some to the point of death, some to the point of just compromise. Again, God made us to be smart, healthy, and beautiful, but what we're finding is that children are growing up sicker than ever. This breaks my heart like I can't even begin to tell you. And it's amazing how many parents just doing the best they can for their children don't know that the reason for so much of their children's illness, their asthma, their indigestion, even ADHD, autism, as we talked about earlier this week, can certainly be, if not completely caused and certainly exacerbated or increased by neurological deficits from vertebral subluxations. And so often it can be a very, very simple thing to treat or to deal with. It's time for a break. When we come back in just a moment for our break, we'll cover how exactly that's addressed. You're listening to Dr. Todd Royce on 243-0889 on Shasta Redding, KCNR 1460.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food.
brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Sweet child of mine, thank goodness. I promised you I wouldn't try to sing again, and thank goodness. I don't know what would have been worse, my Whitney Houston or my Axl Rose. But in any case, we played Sweet Child of Mine because there is nothing more precious than a child. Those of you who are parents know exactly what I mean. Those of you who are on your way, you will soon. I recommend parenthood to anybody and everybody. It is the most rewarding thing I can imagine. And I can't imagine a sadder thing than seeing a child grow up sick. We have a saying in my office, it's easier to grow healthy kids than try to patch up sick adults. So we specialize sometimes in patching up sick adults, but I would much, much rather deal with an ounce of prevention instead of a pound of cure. Speaking of which, as I mentioned earlier, we do have a class coming up in my office, the 7 secret ingredients for growing healthy children. If you'd like to schedule for that, there's limited space. It's coming up next month, 243-0889, 243-0889. So we're talking about, so far, children and chiropractic care. That chiropractic care should begin ideally before pregnancy and certainly in pregnancy. But certainly as soon as that baby comes out, I know we had all my children at home with a midwife in town who's amazing, Nora McNeil, over 800 amazing births that she's had. We were blessed to have 4 of them with her. She's unbelievable, and I highly recommend her services. And I'm not paid to say that. That is an unpaid endorsement. But I will say that a birth at home is a much more peaceful environment, in my opinion, and for my family. But even still, when they come out, birth can be a traumatic process. Within 30 seconds of birth, I had my hands on my children's skulls and on their spines, making sure, just very, very, very gently, making sure everything was checked. Just like we check their eyes, we check their ears, their nose, we check their blood, except my children. We check so many of them. We check so many things, we neglect to check the nervous system. So, according to Lee Hadley, MD, he's a pediatrician, he says that subluxation alone is a rational reason for chiropractic care throughout a lifetime from birth. That's an MD who says that because it's just logic. Another famous pediatrician, Leon Smith, MD, says every newborn should receive a neck and spine examination and a chiropractic adjustment if necessary. Is that idea too difficult to accept? He says it shouldn't be difficult. In my lifetime, the reason I love teaching nutrition and exercise and all these things, but the most important thing that I can teach is how to get a properly functioning nervous system in every human being through making sure there is no vertebral subluxation. Everybody needs to know that word. Gosh, when I was a kid, the dentist did an amazing job of coming in and saying, brush your teeth and floss your teeth and get regular dental checkups. My whole family does that. We do that on a regular basis. Everybody should do that. That's a no-brainer. It's the same thing with chiropractic. We're just a little behind, and I'm working tirelessly to do that, which, again, if you missed me talking about this earlier, we do have a career event at my office Monday night. We're talking about chiropractic as a career. We need 10 times the chiropractors out there talking about chiropractic and about helping people. Because there's no way I can see all the people who need chiropractic care. If you're interested in coming to that, again, it's 243-0889. If you have even the slightest interest, please do consider coming to me. So I want to tell a story about what happened Monday in my office. There was a newborn who was brought in, and I don't have permission to mention his name, so I won't. I'll call him Carl just for fun. That's not his name. He comes in. Carl's usually an older person's name, isn't it? So Carl comes in, and they hand him over to me, and I look at his head, and immediately I notice that his head is very asymmetrical, meaning the frontal bone, the where the temples are, the frontal bone is shifted down and forward over his left eye. His left eye is sort of clamped down by the misalignment of this bone. If you look at people, very rarely are their faces symmetrical. That's usually from birth trauma. So his eye has pustulated. There's all sorts of pus coming out of it. It's red and irritated. It looks very sick. So I took a look at his skull there and noticed, of course, that misalignment. I have a great deal of training in cranial work. Some call it craniosacral work, but this work is a lot more advanced than that. So we know exactly how to gently, about the same amount of pressure you check if a tomato is ripe, just gentle pushes on both sides to almost just sort of gently pull that bone back into alignment. And that's even a misnomer right there, because Carl, not his name, I felt on his skull, and what happened is he used my fingers as a fulcrum. He knew about it. Our children know what's right for their bodies. He knew about it, so he used my fingers as a fulcrum, and he realigned his own skull. The first visit, it was almost 80% realigned. His eye just opened up. The infection for which the doctors had given antibiotics, just doing the best thing they knew what to do. They didn't know how to treat the cause. They knew how to treat the effect. So we worked with that just a little bit. His eye opened up. Brought him in the next day. We recheck him again. It's like 90% better. It even was better than the day he left, because our body is made to self-heal and self-regulate and self-organize and function perfectly. So I just do a little bit more work on him. So gentle. He literally, not even one little complaint about it. He loved it. Realign that. I check his atlas vertebra, the top bone in the neck, where all those birth traumas take place, according to the Abraham Taubman MD, that causes so many sudden infant death syndromes. We make sure that's in alignment. We make sure his pelvis is in alignment, and he has a great start to a perfectly healthy life. That's an amazing thing, and I told a little bit of that story on Tuesday here, and I got a phone call in my office from a woman named Florence. I don't know if you're listening, Florence, but she said, "Hey, my grandson is crying all night long. He wakes up in the middle of the night screaming his head off like his dad has shut his arm in the door, and it's the worst trauma that he can imagine. It's a sad thing for me to even hear that." Florence said that as they picked him up, he didn't even want to be held. He was just miserable. She said, "I just know chiropractic is going to help him. Do you know a chiropractor down in Newport Beach?" Surely enough, I know an amazing doctor down there who specializes in children, Dr. Gavin Grant down there in Newport Beach. He wouldn't be listening, but hello, Dr. Gavin, if you are. And I just know that's going to be a help. So I can't wait. Remember, Florence, please call me when he gets his miracle. Every single day, there's new miracles, not because chiropractic is great or chiropractors are anything special. We're just awesome at removing vertebral subluxations. And when we do that, the power that God put in the body allows those children to express life at 100% with no interference. I don't know any parent that wants their kid to live with interference. I know every parent wants them to live at 100% full expression of life. And a lot of parents think that, I hear a lot of, "Oh, well, my baby was born with a C-section," which is fully one-third of C-sections right now. I was talking to a hospital nurse who's a patient of mine the other day, and she said that she used to work in a hospital back east. It was the goal of that hospital to have 100% C-sections. Think of that. The goal to have 100% C-sections. Now, C-sections are actually more traumatic to the spine, and here's why. God designed that process. He knows what he's doing. The skull bones, they require pressure to line up properly when they come out through the canal. It's required to put pressure and help them to realign and maintain their normal alignment. According to Arthur Janov, MD, he says it might seem that birth by C-section would be the easiest and least traumatic way to be born, since the infant doesn't have the hazard and rigors of a long labor constricting the birth canal. Unfortunately, we found that trauma to the newborn delivered by a C-section is no less than the trauma that occurs in a vaginal delivery. And in my experience, it's actually worse. Doctors doing the best they can to please the mother. You know, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. To make a small incision and remove the baby through a small opening, of course, that's a reasonable goal. But the tiny hole that they pull out through there, and they often lift the baby up by the head, that is not a safe thing to be doing. We're not made to be hanged for obvious reasons, so the baby should be checked. That's why we check so many babies from birth. Again, Leon Smith, MD, says every newborn should receive a neck and spine examination right from birth. So that's why we believe in having children checked. We have everything else checked in their bodies, so let's make sure that their nervous system is checked. Again, we are about to take a break, but again, we are having a class. If you want to learn more about chiropractic, is way, way more than just working with the spine or working with the bones. It's really a philosophy of healing. We're teaching that philosophy about raising healthy kids. We're teaching a class called The 7 Secret Ingredients for Growing Healthy Children, upcoming next month in my office. If you want to attend that, or if you want a consultation for your child, call 243-0889, 243-0889. We'll be right back.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we welcome Jessie Olson. She's a former veteran service officer from Butte County. We'll talk about the process veterans go through to file with the VA for benefits, the delays and denials that often follow, and what Jessie has experienced over the years helping these vets. Veterans are invited to share their stories with us as well on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rekar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled, these powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rekar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rekar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rekar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ticheli Lane in Reading.
Welcome back to Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. We're talking about heart health, but so far we've just been talking about avoiding disease, which is a very, very different thing. Simply put, Lipitor and these other drugs are not preventing heart attacks, what most of the research is showing. I am not, absolutely not against doctors. I just would suggest you go to a doctor who's up on the latest research. There's lots of doctors in town who would tell you the same thing that I'm telling you right now. Amazing. Let me read this quote from Journal of the American Medical Association about the harmful effects of healthcare from 2009. They say, on balance, the data remain imprecise, and the benefits that U.S. healthcare currently deliver may not outweigh the aggregate health harm it imparts. I don't know if you fully heard what I just said, but so many drugs. I just have a question. When is it enough? But I say, don't get me started. You've already gotten me started. What I want to talk about is health and how to get your heart healthy. Here's the thing to get. We've just kind of forgotten about this. We look around and we think that God must have made us to be fat, dumb, and ugly. But that's not true. I'm not saying people look that way by any means. But you think of the number of people who are getting sick and who are having low energy. Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired yet? God made you to be strong, smart, and beautiful. Not fat, dumb, and ugly. We teach smart, dumb, excuse me, strong, smart, and beautiful. That's the main thing that I'm into. So there's five things. I'm going to only talk about four of them here today. There's four things that you need to do to keep your heart healthy. And the Bible says that God made the simple things of the world to confound the wise. Sometimes we make things that are so darn simple very complicated. Keep this in mind. In 1900, the heart disease was almost completely unknown to physicians. They would open up the heart and almost never find diseased hearts. So it cannot be genetic. Genetically, you're strong, smart, and beautiful. So here's what you do. Number one, eat right. Feed your body right. Feed it whole foods. And I know this sounds like torture to some people, but I guarantee you the torture of being sick is way worse than the so-called torture of being healthy. And I know thousands of people in this community that we've turned onto a healthy lifestyle who, once they did it, they've never regretted. They've never regretted getting strong and healthy and smart and beautiful. So eat right. Simply put, now I'm giving talks on what I think you should eat upcoming in my office this month. Again, call my office if you want to attend the talk, 243-0889. But this is what you should eat very simply. Healthy meats and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, and no sugar. Now, Don, I'm sorry about the no sugar thing.
We've got to get diabetes and heart disease and these other conditions under control. So focus on whole foods, and it doesn't mean all the time, every time. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect every second. But if you can really focus on great, nutritious foods 80% of the time, number one, it's amazing how your body craves less and less of the junk food. But number two, it's amazing what happens to your energy. So again, call my office if you want to get more information on that, 243-0889. The second thing is exercise. Your heart is a muscle. There's just no substitute for a healthy lifestyle, and I don't blame us. Wouldn't it be nice if we could take a pill and just not have to eat right or exercise? But the studies and looking around at Americans, it's definitely not working. The heart's a muscle. You got to strengthen it. You got to push it. Taking cholesterol medication and thinking it's going to make your heart strong is a lot like taking protein powder and sitting on your butt on the couch and thinking you're going to get a strong bicep. It's just not going to happen that way. There's no free lunch. Well, I shouldn't say there's no free lunch. It seems to be that some administrations are pushing for 47 million Americans plus to have a free lunch. But other than that, you guys know who I'm talking about on this show. That's why I love talking here. But you've got to push your heart on a regular basis. Now, here's what I mean by that. Exercise. Walking is wonderful, but a lot of you, if you don't get your heart rate up really high in walking, you need to be doing some push-ups or burpees or pull-ups or even walking uphill, or for some of you, just a short walk is enough to really challenge your heart. Zig Ziglar says, you don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. Make sure you're exercising and pushing your heart and your muscles. It needs that. There's no other way around it. Number three is sleep. Everybody needs sleep. Everyone needs a little different. I've got a good friend who needs 4 hours a night. He's done great since he was a kid. I need seven or I'm toast. I barely got any last night because my soon-to-be 7-year-old, Monday he'll be seven, came into my bed at 5 in the morning, like he's, or excuse me, 3 in the morning. 5's easy for me to get up. 3 in the morning and wakes me up almost every night. So I'm not sleeping that hot right now. So I'm going to counterbalance it. Jacob, I know you're listening. Hi. I need to counterbalance it by taking in good, healthy, nutritious foods, exercising right. And then the fourth one, which is the most important one, making sure that the nerve supply to your heart is adequate. Now, this is the least known one, but the most important. There was a study in 2009 published in the Journal of American Gerontology. What they found was there was only one thing that predicted early death, and it wasn't cholesterol, it wasn't blood pressure, it wasn't even stress, it was misalignments in the vertebrae in the middle back. Now, this was not a chiropractic study. It was a medical study in the Journal of American Gerontology. What they found out is that the posture or a misalignment in the middle back will put choking pressure on the nerves that give life to the heart. Now, we all know that the nerves give life to the heart because if anyone's ever had a root canal, you know that if a nerve is dying to the tooth, that tooth is dying. So it's the same exact thing in your spine right now, and most of the people listening, there's a misalignment from sitting all day or from falls when you're a kid, which we're going to talk about in the next half hour, from stresses and from accidents and flying around in metal tubes at 600 miles an hour, our crazy lifestyles. We have misalignments or subluxations in our middle back, and it's choking off life to our body. Now, we can't just ignore our subluxations, our exercise, our nutrition, our rest, and these things, and just think we could take a drug. Wouldn't it be amazing if it were that easy? That would be fantastic. Unfortunately, that's not what we're finding. Look around you. If you're not as energetic, if you're not as healthy, if you're not as vibrant, if you're not as, again, strong, smart, and beautiful as you'd like to be, consider getting on a lifestyle. Contact my office if you want to find out if you have spinal subluxations, or if you want to find out more about how to eat better, how to start. I mean, some people don't even know where to start. That's my 80% of my ministry is just getting people to learn how to start, how to exercise or eat right, or how to change their sleeping patterns and these things. So, so, so important. So I want to thank you for being on this first segment. The next segment, because I do have time, we're going to be talking about children and spinal and neurological health. So join us in just a moment. It's time for a break. We'll see you in a moment.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired a fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient and formerly a resident of Reading. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
We're going to rock this town. That is my job. That's what I'm made to do. 15 years ago, I decided with my wife, who was raised here, that we're going to rock this town. We're going to come in here, and we're going to fight for health freedom for people. If you heard me earlier, we were doing the Mel Gibson, the Braveheart thing. I could do that whole segment for you, but you have to ask me in the office to do that because it's embarrassing. Well, it's embarrassing anywhere, but it's embarrassing on the radio. But so, again, I'm concerned about what are the children growing up under. I'm going to read some statistics about chronic disease, and these are affecting our children. I'm not just I'm very concerned about the economic environment that our children will grow up in, but that's not my expertise. My expertise is the health of our children. Right now, according to Lifestyle Medicine and Healthcare Reform in the American Journal of Lifestyle Medicine, chronic disease is causing 90% of deaths in the industrialized world. More than 45% of Americans have at least one chronic condition. And 26% of Americans have multiple chronic conditions. Chronic illness alone accounted for over $1 trillion in lost productivity in 2003. The scientific evidence is overwhelming. The cause of chronic illness is lifestyle. Please help me teach our kids how to grow up with a healthy lifestyle. Again, I'm teaching all of that in my upcoming class, The 7 Secret Ingredients for Growing Healthy Children, coming up next month. Call me office if you want to attend that. Or, again, I can't even – together I've learned that I need some help if we're going to rock this town. We need some more chiropractors who are motivated to educate this community. Come to my office Monday night. We're having a career event. We're going to talk all about chiropractic as a career and how exciting it is to set people free and teach them true natural healing principles, 243-0889. So we're talking about also checking children for subluxation. I could tell you about a story from this young man named Jacob, who now is about 15 years old, and I haven't heard from him, and he moved out of state, but I'm really curious about how this guy's doing. I do have a son, Jacob, but this is a different Jacob. My wife met him, walked out, and he was in a stroller, and he looked just face just looked red and swollen. He was just a tiny baby. And she said, "Have you ever had him checked by a chiropractor?" And it was actually not his mom, but a foster parent who looked up and said, "Well, no, I don't know anything about that." She brought Jacob into me, and she said that his life was basically screaming from morning to night. At nighttime, he would have occasional bouts of being so tired he would pass out in exhaustion.
He was on 11 different medications, reflux medications, pain medications, even psychotropic medications this young baby was on because they thought he was depressed or had anxiety. So finally they brought him into me, and I barely touched him, and it was like his skin was on fire. I could barely touch him without him just screaming in agony. Nobody could hold him. He even hated blankets on him even when it was cold. This kid was in misery. At the age of 9 months, he weighed 11 pounds, and he was not born premature. He was a sickly baby. So they brought him into me, and I checked him for subluxation, and he fought me all the way, even being touched. I felt the top bone in his neck, his atlas vertebra, just barely put my finger on it, and immediately he basically adjusted himself by tilting his head into my finger. A little pop. It was actually, rarely do you hear pops in children's neck. This one popped, and it was like, first he was startled, and what the heck was that? Then he looked right at me, I swear. 11 months old, he knew exactly what I had done, and he looked at me as his eyes completely changed in that instant. It was like his skin toning instantly changed. He was a new person in that exact time. And so we had to take care of him over the next 9 months because it wasn't a perfect cure all that instant. But he started to heal, and his layers of that sickness and that all those drugs that had literally poisoned every cell of his body, he had become sicker and sicker. And over the next 9 months, it was interesting because Barbara, his foster mother, had actually tracked his growth over the 11 months of his life, where she had had him for something like 6 months, and she had charted. 1 week he would gain 2 ounces, the next week he would lose two. He would gain 6 and then lose 4, and he had netted, increased about 2 pounds since birth, but he was very, very sickly. And so when I started adjusting him, she kept tracking it. The next week he had gained 9 ounces. The next month it was 13. I don't remember the exact numbers. And then he just kept gaining and gaining and gaining weight. And he was so healthy that by the end of 9 months, he was off every single one of those medications. And I have two important questions for you. One is, what would have happened to Jake if he had continued on that same path? Do you think today he'd be on fewer medications? Or do you think he'd be one of the Americans who are suffering in chronic disease? I would suggest to you that he would be one of the Americans who would still be suffering. That's my first question is, what would have happened to Jacob? My second question is, how healthy are your children right now? As you look at them, maybe they're doing great. Maybe they're functioning at 80%. If they've never been checked by a chiropractor, I can virtually guarantee you, according to Abraham Taubman, the MD that we talked about from Harvard earlier, 90% are subluxated from birth. The world has to know about this. I want to rock this town and let people know. I want to rock more than this, but I'm thinking globally and acting locally. I want people to know about subluxation. If you already have a chiropractor, bring your child, your daughter, or your son into that chiropractor and have them be checked. If you're not already doing that, please, please do that. But make sure they specialize in children. If you don't have a chiropractor, I would be very honored to serve your family and check your children. Call my office at 243-0889 if you'd like to have your child checked. I just think that, again, children are our future. If you've been here for a while, you know that you suffered through me singing Whitney Houston, and I'm very concerned about the future of our children. They need to be fed right, yes. They need to exercise. They should be in soccer and other things. They shouldn't spend 50 hours on video games a week. My children, I know you're listening. You like video games. You know we budget them. Now you probably know why a little bit better now that Dad's on the radio. There's so many things that we need to do for health, but there's nothing so important as making sure that their nerve supply to those organs that brings them life, the spinal cord brings them health to the organs, brings health to the heart, the lungs, the immune system is 100% controlled by the nervous system in there. A vertebral subluxation compromises that. I just think that every child deserves to have 100% chance at 100% life. So before we're done here, we're almost ready. I cannot believe how fast this time passes. Again, a couple things, events. If you want to learn more about what's coming up in our practice to talk about health of kids and health of adults, we're having a career event coming up, as we talked about. If you're thinking about being a chiropractor, call my office. We have an event Monday night. We have a paleo nutrition class coming up.
Okay, these actually are previous events. This has been an encore presentation of Dr. Todd Royce's program this morning. Positively Healthy. We'll have Dr. Maria next week, and Nancy Sutton Pierce is next here at KCNR Shasta Reading.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta Redding, the community radio for the North State. Currently it is 11 o'clock and 65 degrees outside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Still no deal on day three of international talks in Geneva aimed at reaching an interim agreement on curbing Iran's nuclear program and easing sanctions. British Foreign Secretary William Hague says the talks are protracted largely because Iran's program is complex and comprehensive.
The Iranian nuclear program is very extensive. It has many different aspects. And therefore, any deal that the world can have confidence in has to be detailed. It has to be exhaustive. It has to be quite painstakingly arrived at.
Meanwhile, the French foreign minister says the main obstacle is Iran's refusal to suspend work on a plutonium-producing reactor and downgrade its stockpile of higher enriched uranium. Also at SRNnews.com, Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz appearing on NBC's The Tonight Show with Jay Leno last night, and the main topic of discussion, politics in Washington and gridlock.
I mean, I think the biggest divide we have is not between Republicans.